This podcast is brought to you by She Society, sharing the perspectives and stories of women Australia-wide.
Hello and welcome to Buzzing About Books with Michelle Beasley. I'm Michelle Beasley and this week I'm coming to you from Pinder Mountain Lodge in South Africa where I'm on safari. So we're doing safari and then off to Stellenbosch, the wine region. And I'm sitting on the deck here overlooking the bush and there are a couple of impala walking through the garden here. So if you hear anything, you'll hear some birds of Africa or you might hear the footsteps of little antelope and nala, which frequent the lodge and the safari rooms. So it's been beautiful. We've seen lots of animals. We've seen lions and baboons, lots of elephants. Today we saw a baby rhino with her mum and sister, so that was one of the cutest things I have ever seen. There was a crocodile on the banks of the river, hippos out of the water, which I've never seen before, so the sightings have been wonderful. The only thing that's eluded us so far is the leopard, which we saw lots of last time we were here. Oh, and we also saw three magnificent cheetah. So there was a mum and her two daughters, and they were stalking impala. Fortunately, they missed it, so I was quite glad. I don't like to see the kills. Some people do. But yes, yeah, so we're having a lovely time. Now, the book I brought with me was the delightful Sophie Green's The Bellbird River Country Choir. Now, it's been such a quick read. I have to buy myself a new one in the airport before I get to Stellenbosch. And you might remember that Sophie's written the Shelley Bay Ladies Swimming Circle. I love that one. And most recently, Thursdays at Orange Blossom House, which I enjoyed. It had lots of yoga and friendship. And this one's a similar sort of feel. It's a country town and teacher and single mum Alex is newly arrived to the small New South Wales country town of Bellbird River. She escaped the city in search of a change of pace and the chance to reconnect with her young daughter. Across town, well-known matriarch Victoria and her globe-trotting opera-singing cousin Gabrielle find themselves at a crossroads in their personal and professional lives, while local baker Janine and newcomer to the district Debbie, who has a backstory, are dealing with the consequences of their pasts. It's got one pub, the iron veranda, the lace verandas on the houses, dusty streets and lots of country and homespun baking and craft and singing. So they're all in the Bellbird River Country Choir, which is the heart of the town, and we meet all the characters of the town, which I love. And Sophie's included a lot of songs that we all know and love. So she's even got some Spice Girls and George Michael, as well as some of the more traditional tunes. So that's a really good one, and I'm really enjoying Sophie's The Bellbird River Country Choir. It's an Australian bestseller and read while you are travelling. And one that I read recently is Holly Throsby's cosy mystery, Cedar Valley. Now, it's another country town one, and it was based actually on a true story. So when I looked up the story, it seems that recently the mystery and the identity of the man who was at the centre of Holly's story was actually found after many, many years. So it's a man comes to a little country town and he sits outside the local antique store and promptly is found dead. So what happened? All of the townsfolk have their theories. Has it got something to do with the past? And on the same day, there's a newcomer to town, a young artist whose flibbertigibbet mother used to live there as well. So there's lots of backstory here. And it was really unusual and really a sweet mystery. So if you're into your mysteries, that one might be for you. I recently interviewed rural romance author Stella Quinn, and Stella's written A Town Like Clarence. This is a gorgeous romance. I think rural romance are actually my favourite romances to read at the moment, and Stella's set hers in northern New South Wales. And it tells of a bush pilot who's grounded by the circumstances that I won't reveal just yet, and she moves to the country town to get an inheritance from her estranged grandparents that she had never met. So she finds out she's inherited something, so she goes to the town. There she meets farmer and former Sydney businessman, and they have a little love-hate relationship for a while. So will they or won't they? He also has a really, really feisty and lovely daughter. So I think you'll really enjoy that one. That's Stella Quinn's rural romance, A Town Like Clarence. Now, you can also listen to my Buzzing About Books interview with Stella if you'd like. That was my last one, so that's up on She Society right now. Now, perhaps my favourite book this year, and certainly one that would be wonderful while you're travelling, and I read it on my way to Langkawi Island recently. It's Bonnie Garmu, or Garmus, I'm not quite sure, and it's a contemporary fiction, Lessons in Chemistry. Now, the main character in that is a scientist who finds the love of her life, and then something happens. But after something has happened to him, she finds out she's pregnant. And it's in the 60s, so women and work and science, it has a real feminist bent, and she's a really quirky character. And it was a delightful story, and every one of my friends who've read it thought it was just beautiful. So that's one, if you're going on a trip soon, Lessons in Chemistry. Another one that I read on Langkawi was The Wedding Party by Kathy Kelly. Now, Kathy Kelly is an automatic buy for me. I just love her work, and this one was no exception. It told the story of two parents who were getting remarried and their four very different daughters and how they all felt about it. And it was all the dramas and tribulations of family life, and yeah, just a sweet, easy little read. Like, sitting down with an old friend once again. So that's The Wedding Party, and that's a recent release. Then I read quite a different one. It was Lucy Foley's The Paris Apartment. I loved the Paris scenes. It reminded me of being in Paris and her descriptions of the old apartments. But it was a really odd mystery. It was about a sister called Jessica, and when her brother Ben goes missing, she looks to the inhabitants of the apartment where he's been living, and there's heaps of mysteries, and he was a journalist digging into something, so it twists and turns and is really fast-paced. Sometimes the style, I found it a little confusing, but yeah, another good thriller, and if you haven't been to Paris for a while, it will remind you of why you need to go soon. That was The Paris Apartment. Another beautiful one, especially for women of all ages, is Tori Hashka's contemporary women's fiction, A Recipe for Family. And yes, it does contain some recipes, and it just tells of the struggles, the mum struggles, and trying to do it all and look after the kids as well, and what happens if you introduce an au pair or another pair of hands. Does it help or hinder? Tori is emotional but funny, and she just writes beautifully. It's such a modern, lovely style. So I think you'll enjoy that, and it's set on Sydney's northern beaches, and it tells about the lives of women of different generations. And if you haven't read her first, Grace Under Pressure, Grace makes an appearance again in that one. So there's two to look out for, Grace Under Pressure and her second novel, A Recipe for Family. Of course, she already has lots of cookbooks, and you might know Tori from SBS Food. So a wonderful, wonderful new book. So that's it for me from South Africa. The other literary things I've been doing, my friend Karen and I went and saw the Where the Crawdads Sing. Now, I know it's been getting mixed reviews, but we both really loved it. We went to a morning tea session, and my other friend Sarah was there with her book club, and all of us agreed that it was really true to the book, and also that the acting was lovely. And that the scenery, like the scenes of the swamp and the marsh, were as we'd expected and imagined in our heads. So sometimes it's best not to listen to the reviews. If you love the book, like me, it was my book of the year for 2019, I think you might enjoy the film as well. And it had a lot of really good messages. So that was Where the Crawdads Sing. Also went to see Madonna King and Rebecca Sparrow in conversation, and that was really good. It was on teenage girls, and lots of the things I discuss with my friends who have daughters, not that I have daughters, but it was just very interesting to hear their thoughts. And Madonna has a new book out on teenagers, and Rebecca is an expert in this field too. So it was great to see them in conversation at Brisbane City Hall. And if you're looking, if you're in Brisbane, there are so many free events and free writing courses that you can do. So have a look out for some of those. Often Frances Whiting does the interviews, and I've just done a writing course with Frances for 4 weeks at Brisbane State Library, and I found it invaluable. So yeah, if you're looking for things, either all the libraries have events on, and also QWC, Queensland Writers Centre. I've just become a member there, so I've got a couple of free courses coming up, so I'll look forward to that. Pardon me, I was about to sneeze then. I'll have to go inside. But yes, unfortunately, the animals are pretty quiet. You might only hear a couple of birds. I can't see any monkeys right now. We saw some baboons up on the hill watching across the mountains this morning, so that was terrific. And yes, I wonder what I'll see on my game drive this afternoon. So they're just a few of my suggestions of books that you might want to read if you're going on a trip. I think a lot of us are moving around. I have friends in Italy, friends in America, friends who've gone to London recently. So yes, it's always good to have a really good book to read on the plane. So that's it for me. Next time I'll be telling you what else I've been reading and doing a few more author interviews in the future. So stay sparkly, everybody. Happy reading.
This podcast is brought to you by She Society.